Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 175. Hello, my friend. Welcome to New Mindset Who Dis, a podcast where I give you my perspective on all things mindfulness, self-growth, self-love, becoming the badass human you're capable of becoming. And I do it in the only way I know, in my own case kind of way, kind of weird, kind of quirky, kind of serious, but I really do try my best to always keep it real with you. And today I've got a great episode on something I do that's really effective at creating a growth mindset, one that pushes me to do more, become more, challenge myself, explore. So here's a quick too long, didn't read the old TLDR I decided to do. So you know what's about to go down, and then I'll hop into it. So, you know, I titled this episode, I'm Shook, because I think the best thing you can do in your life to push yourself to not become complacent or comfortable is to have a mindset where you look back 6 months, a year, or even 6 weeks, and you can genuinely say, I'm shook. I'm shook at who I was only 6 months ago, at what I did 6 months ago, at what I said, how I dressed, how I acted, and so on and so forth. The best growth mindset to have is to be shook by how you used to be, to have a mindset that drives you to say, I'm going to make 6 months ago Case Kenny look like an absolute idiot. You know, to say, my goal in life is to be shook by the person I used to be, and to be able to genuinely say that frequently, you know, every 6 months, every year, because you're constantly pushing yourself to always be growing. That's the mindset, and it's really quite powerful. So I'm excited to get into this episode and talk about how you can push yourself to be shook by your former self more and more, more frequently, because that means you're truly growing and growing and growing. So I'll hop right into it. Real quick, before I do that, I wanna let you know what I'm working on for this podcast, give you a little glimpse into the future. And I've said it before, I post about it all the time, but I really am so genuinely excited and committed to this idea, this creative vision I have, where I fuse together mindfulness and music, the right music, where I fuse together guided meditation, if you want to put a label on it, and music, uplifting music, progressive music, music that makes you feel. And I personally really think this is the future of meditation, because personally, I find that like traditional sit down, calm yourself, find peace in your mind, silent meditation isn't nearly as effective as pairing those ideas with the right music. The right music, like the right music makes me feel, it makes me open, it makes me vulnerable. And I think that's the point of meditation, no matter how you approach it. So just giving you a heads up that I've got some really cool stuff happening. I have some big name artists, like I'm flabbergasted these people want to collaborate with me. So I've got some big artists. I've even got some bands lined up where I'm collaborating with them to bring you unique mixes of music and guided meditations. And I think you're really going to dig it. So if you want to go back actually and listen to the track I released last week titled I'm Happy to Be Myself that I did with DJ Yato, you'll see what I'm talking about. But just wanted to give you that heads up. Thanks so much for supporting me, my vision for energetic, peaceful mindfulness content. It really does mean the world to me. And so expect me to be releasing new music and mindfulness episodes probably twice a month, at least twice a month. So get excited and thank you. Thanks for supporting me there. But let's hop into this topic today, the I'm Shook mindset. I'm shook. And you know, with this idea, I was inspired by my friend Austin, who is one of the founders of Morning Brew. That's the insanely popular daily email on business news. And I saw something the other day he tweeted about how he says he loves to look back and he celebrates feeling like he was an idiot 6 months ago, because that means he's always growing and always learning. And, you know, of course, it's a strong word to say that you're an idiot 6 months ago. But like, I saw this tweet and I was like, yeah, man, that's a great way to describe my own mindset towards growth. It's a great way to describe how I think you should be living and pushing yourself, that instead of that all too familiar thing you do where, you know, you're laying in bed and you can't sleep and your mind is like, may I present to you a montage of all the awkward things you've said over the years, or here's a selection of all the recent times you've fucked up, you know, been awkward, embarrassed, rejected, and so on and so on, that, you know, instead of thinking back and cringing about those things and, you know, trying to wipe those memories from your mind, instead be like, you know, hell yeah. You know, I'm shook. I'm shook by those things. I'm shook by who I used to be. You know, like examples. I'm shook by how I used to think I looked good with bangs. I'm just guessing. That's a familiar thing, right? Bangs. Or I'm shook by when I used to think it was cool to go out every night and black out and party, party, party. Or I'm shook by the bullshit I put up with at my old job. Or I'm shook by what I thought I used to want in a relationship. Or I'm shook by how I used to think having that car, that watch, that vacation would mean I had it all. To be like, yeah, you know, I look back and I'm shook by who I was. But to say that in a really genuine way and to celebrate it, not like a bad or regretful way, but to be like, hell yeah, you know, I'm shook. Because shook means I'm in utter disbelief over who I was. Keyword was, who I was, who I used to be, the things I used to do, the person I used to be, the things I used to think I wanted. I'm shook, but now I'm excited because that's evidence that I've grown so much. And the reason I cringe when I think about that person or those things is because I've grown so much since then. And that's something to not only celebrate and just get excited about, but to continue doing. And that's the mindset. That's the mindset that I'm talking about here, that embraces constant growth. And I love thinking about life this way. You know, it took seeing my homie Austin's tweet to realize this, you know, that this is a mindset that I really strive to live by, to celebrate looking back and being like, boy, did I used to be an idiot? Or boy, what was I thinking? Because now I know that I can change as often as I want. I can challenge myself as often as I want. And that's the way that I look at life. That's the way I look at myself, that it's my responsibility to live this way. That life is an opportunity every day to be shook by who you were the day before, the week before, the month before, the year before. And if you listen to the podcast, you know I'm big on like mantras or whatever you want to call them, simple reminders that you can repeat to yourself in times where you feel lost or you feel you're not ready or you feel yourself choosing to be comfortable over growing. And I think this mindset's a great one. And it's one that I find myself turning to a lot, to say, I want to be shook by who I am right now. Meaning I want to look back soon and be like, Case, in this moment, I'm shook by who he was because I've leveled up so much since then. And that's the mantra for me. I want to be shook by who I am right now. I want to be shook by who I am right now. And for me, that's such like great fuel for growth. It's great motivation, gives me momentum to actually push myself, not just like theoretical or the nice to say, oh yeah, you know, I'm pushing myself, I'm challenging myself, yeah, but to like actual no bullshit and mean it, and you know, no bullshit, do it, to ask for what I want, to reach out and pitch myself, to do more of what makes me uncomfortable, to grow in such a way that I'm constantly, frequently looking back and I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm shook right now. I've grown so much since then. That's the mindset. You know, it's a mindset that says, I want to be shook by the difference in who I am now and who I was then. And I think this is really powerful. Like, this really works for me. And of course, I always base my advice to you on this podcast on my own perspective, my own experience, the mindsets that I use, of course. And I think it can really work for you as well. Because to my point earlier, I think we all do this thing where we look back and our tendency is to be ashamed or embarrassed or whatever, regretful about something we did, something we said, or even something we didn't do or didn't say. Like, we wish it away. We wish it never happened. We cringe and we regret it. But now I've realized that it's great to remember those things because it's through those memories that you fuel this I'm shook mindset. They're the best indicator, those cringe moments, they're the best indicator that you're growing. And that becomes fuel. Personally, like those memories, those flashbacks are what drive me to do what I do. I'm like, you know, I'm like, give me that, you know, give me some more of that. Like, yikes. Those, the person I used to be, the things I used to do, the things I used to think I wanted, like, it's a little cringy, but I'm shook in a good way. Heck yeah, I'm shook. You know, personally, like, for me to look at my first podcast episode and be like, dude, what? Like, what were you saying? Or to look at like emails that I sent a year ago and the way I would reach out to people and like pitch myself or what I want. It's like, no, dude, no, 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 no. Or, you know, to look at the things I used to write, like those were awkward. Those were kind of bad. Or, you know, personally, like to look at who I used to date or who I used to think I wanted to date. Like, that's a big facepalm, you know, to look back at those things, different aspects of my life and be like, whoa, I'm shook. But those things are a great sign because they mean I've grown in every single one of those areas. Because now I look at myself or my podcast, and the podcast is so much better now. My email outbox is filled with asking for exactly what I want, and that's evolved. The things I write now are authentic, not me, you know, writing what I think people want to hear. I certainly don't date the same kind of people, not even close. And, you know, that's, I'm shook. I'm shook by that in a good way. And that's the I'm shook mindset. And this idea, embracing this idea, I think it will just naturally, organically lead you to do more and to grow more. And I think it's a great way to push yourself this year to level up in big ways so that you can look back and be like, wow, I'm a totally different person than I was a year ago. Or I'm a different version of that person than I was a year ago. Or I've learned so much about myself since this time last year. And so on and so forth. Looking back, I think it's a powerful thing to do because it motivates me to grow and to look forward in the same way. So it's like this nice little cycle. And namely, I was thinking about this, like this idea of pushing yourself to be shook by how much you've grown over a year, 6 months, even a day, whatever. It does two things, like two really big things that I think are really, really powerful. You know, with this mindset, you'll believe two things so fundamentally that every year, every couple of months, you're going to be shook by how much you've grown because it's going to be inevitable. Your growth is going to be inevitable and it's going to change you. You're going to believe fundamentally that the world is abundant and you're going to shift from a I can't do that mentality to a how can I do this approach to life. That's big. From I can't to how can I? And you're going to move away from thinking that opportunity, chance, even luck or whatever is only for a select few. And instead, you're going to believe that abundant opportunities surround you. You're going to believe that you can get lucky, that you can meet the right person, that opportunity is out there for you. And I think when you recognize that through this mindset, you're naturally going to act on it. You're going to start asking for what you want. You're going to start demanding what you want. You'll ask for promotions. You'll leave your job if you need to. You'll audition for that gig you want. You'll submit your art, music, creative outlet to wherever. You'll hit publish. You'll create. You'll go for something or someone that you used to think was so far out of your league. And you'll do all those things because you'll have realized that opportunities are abundant for you. And when that happens, you'll look back 6 months from now and you'll be like, wow, I'm shook by how I didn't used to see this. My eyes are open now. My eyes are open to possibility. You know, where I used to think I couldn't do something or I wasn't ready or I was too young or too old or too inexperienced. Now I ask myself, how can I do this? How can I? Not I can't. And that's a really big shift. I know that sounds simple and a little cheesy, but that's a really big shift. And I think it comes from this I'm shook mindset. Because when deep down you want to be shook by your growth, you want to look back and be like, wow, I've grown. You're going to find a way to make that a reality in your life. You're going to find a way to do things you've never done before, to ask for things you've never asked for before, to stand up for yourself in big ways. And in general, you're just going to grow. That's the I'm shook mindset. And I'd love for you to make it your own this year, to live your life as you do, but constantly be asking yourself, you know, 6 years ago, a year ago, when I look at that person, am I shook? Am I shook by who that person was and who I am today? You say yes? Well, then heck yeah, that's amazing, because that means you're pushing yourself. You're learning about yourself. Your life is filled with more firsts. You're growing. That's great. You say no to that question? Okay. Well, now you can get real with yourself and say, okay, well, that's because I've been complacent. I've been stagnant. I've been comfortable. You know, it's time to mix things up. It's time to fuck shit up. It's time to grow. And that's the I'm shook mindset. That's where it comes into place, both looking back and looking forward to say, I want to be shook by who I used to be. And then, you know, take this idea, take this mindset out into life. Approach the things you do, the goals you set, the feelings you have over your growth, your relationships, your career, your happiness, your fulfillment, and say, my goal right now is to be shook. And then make it happen by living with a how can I mentality instead of a I can't mentality. And that's how you grow. I you know, say it all the time, I'm a simple dude, but that simplifies things, right? That's it. And, you know, from my experience, let me tell you that there's nothing more fulfilling than to be able to live your life and look back and say, I'm shook at the person I'm becoming. I'm shook. I'm shook at the person I'm becoming because it's so different. It's evolved so much. Version 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. And there's no limit to that. And I seriously think that's what life is all about. To recognize that you can always be growing. You can genuinely grow. And while you might not be where you want to be in life, that's okay. But if you, while you're doing that, while you're pushing, while you're growing, if you can say, I'm shook at how much I've grown in the meantime, you're going to feel great about yourself. You're going to feel less frustrated, less unlucky, less passed up, less like you're falling behind or lost. You're simply going to fall in love with the process of life. And I think anyone can do this. I really do. Truthfully, I think anyone can wake up and live with a I'm shook mindset, because all it is one that craves, that is so hungry for growth, that you're going to naturally find yourself doing more, asking for more, going for it more often, you know, raising your hand, taking that trip, sending that email, having so many more firsts in your life. I think it really is inevitable when you adopt this mindset. And that's it. That's all I really wanted to say for you, that to encourage you to go out and keep that mantra in the back of your head, to be always saying, you know, I want to be shook by who I am right now. I want to be shook by how much I've grown. I want to be shook. And then you say, oh yeah, that's what you want. Okay, then prove it. Then make it happen. You know, and I'm right here right now with you personally with this mindset. And I'd love for you to live this and see how much it can supercharge your growth, because it really has for me. And I think the more that you want to be shook by how much you've grown over a year, 2 years, or 6 months, 6 weeks, or even a week, it really is incredible when you have this mindset. So I'll leave it at that. That's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, and you're like, oh, okay, so that was a good episode, man. I'd love if you would do two small things for me. That would mean the world. If you could share the link of the podcast with just one or two friends, you know, just post it on Twitter or Facebook or email someone and just be like, hey, you should check this podcast out. That would mean a lot to me. And I think whoever you share it with will be super grateful as well that you're thinking of them. They would appreciate you sharing the podcast with them, some perspectives with them. And also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you could take 90 seconds to drop a 5-star rating and review, that would be amazing. That really does mean a lot. So thank you so much. Of course, as always, let me know what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny. Make sure you're subscribed to Pursuit. Link is in the description. That's the email I write twice a week. I'd love for you to check it out. And until next episode, I'm out.